It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe, at this time or any time as we pray together for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And I'm believing for revival in 1,000 cities in America. I believe there's come a day here on BPN Radio that we'll be broadcasting live what is happening all across this nation as revival breaks out on the streets of our land and begins to spill over into our local churches for discipleship and deliverance of whatever it may be. But we are in store. I believe that God is hearing, has been hearing, is hearing the prayers of the saints, even the prayers that have gone up by those who have already gone to heaven. They're gone, but their prayers remain. So we're praying today here this hour of power. We just pray that you will stay with us and agree with us, because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So it's good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. And today we have a pioneer of the faith, a longtime friend of mine, Dr. Gerald Davis, who has written many books on giving. He's written books on prosperity, how to be blessed, and how to get out of debt. And so on this Sunday, on this Lord's Day, a man who's pastored churches and preached the gospel for 59 or 60 years is going to be on with us today. And so we're looking forward to that. Good to have you listening in here on BPN. Father, we just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we come boldly by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, making entrance into the holy place. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Those that have clean hands and a pure heart, not lifted up their soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. They shall receive the blessing of the Lord. They shall receive the place of entrance. And so we are so thankful today. And we just say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. You know, I grew up in an atmosphere of a prayer, where my dad would wake me up every morning at 5 o'clock praying. He would pray so loud that the neighbors would come over and say, "Mr. Gentry, don't pray so loud." And he would pray these prayers: "Lord, I pray for my son, Dale Wayne. I pray that he'll be a world evangelist. I pray that he'll be a mighty man of God." And when I got to be in my teenage years, I really didn't want to hear those prayers, because I had other things in mind. But those prayers that were prayed for me, those prayers of intercession, have taken great root in my life. And I'm so thankful today for the prayers of my father and the prayers of my mother and the prayers of the saints. And, you know, my dad, when I was growing up, would pastor small Pentecostal churches. And lots of times they did not have any instruments. They would just sing a cappella. And that's what we're gonna have some music today. Kind of an unusual day, but I'm a guy that loves different kinds of music, and I believe that music and prayer go together. And so today we're having some music, a cappella music, because in many places that my dad would minister, there would be no instruments. It's not that we did not believe in instruments. There would be just no instruments. And so we would have to sing a cappella. So I'm having some a cappella music. And I'm in the process of writing a book called Unsung Heroes, men that never got nationally or internationally recognized but are great men of God, made an impact on me and a lot of other people. One of those men is Jesse Mason. Now, Jesse's gone to be with the Lord, but a few years ago, I went and spent the day with him, turned on my tape recorder, and I began to record how and his wife, Claire, went to Japan in 1949 and began to go to preach the gospel, went to Bible school there, and began to serve in the nation of Japan. They later came back and ministered, built a great church there in Los Angeles, California. I ministered for him for many years, a great man of God. And Jesse and Claire, they love to sing a cappella music. And so I'm going to play a song by Jesse Mason. This will be a song that you will never hear probably on any other radio broadcast, but here you're hearing it today. Jesse Mason, a great man of God who's gone to be with the Lord, and he's just going to sing this song, Jesus is Loving Me Right Now. And I've heard Jesse sing this many times, so here it is today.
Jesus is hugging me right now, right now. Jesus is hugging me right now, right now. Jesus is hugging me right now, right now. He's hugging me, he's hugging me.
Right. Well, that's almost a cappella. His wife Claire was playing along with him. But I want to bring a little history back. Just songs like that I grew up in, where my dad would just lead out choruses in a cappella, and people would just sing along. And just songs that you never hear anymore, like Jesus is Loving Me Right Now. And just want to welcome you to BPN Radio here on this Sunday. Dale Gentry here, your host, and this is your 24-hour internet prayer station. Want to welcome churches all across America and different nations of the world that are praying with us today. We have over 1,000 churches now that are represented on BPN. At least one or more persons in these 1,000 churches are praying with us. I want to welcome St. Raphael, Springfield, Ohio, the Nazarene Church there in Patacata, Ohio. Oh, man, I know I butchered that one. New Life Vineyard Church in Liberty Township, Ohio. We have a lot of representative churches in Ohio. Bethany Lutheran Church in Ashtabula, Ohio. Grace Baptist Church, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Ranger United Methodist Church, Murphy, North Carolina. House of Hope Ministries, Horseshoe, North Carolina. And we have Yorktown Assembly of God, Yorktown Heights, New York. There is the Catholic Church in Sousset, New York. And we have the Methodist Church in Moravia, New York, as well as the First Assembly of God in Corning, New York, that's praying with us today. First Baptist Church, Carlsbad, New Mexico. And we have the Reformed Church in Wayne, New Jersey, the Clinton United Methodist Church in Clinton, New Jersey, Capital Christian Center, Carson City, Nevada, and St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wayne, Nebraska. We have All Nations Church, Omaha, Nebraska, as well as Third River Fellowship in Miles City, Montana, Central Assembly of God, Springfield, Missouri, Salem Full Gospel Church, Salem, Missouri. We have Missouri is greatly represented. We have Country Meadows Baptist Church, Independence, Missouri, as well as Family Worship Center in Columbia, Missouri. We have the Bertrand Babel Church in Niles, Michigan, as well as the Lion of Judah in Carlton, Michigan. Living Word Bible Church, Slidell, Louisiana. And we have First Baptist Church in Provencal, Louisiana, as well as the Healing Place in Shreveport, Louisiana. Calvary Baptist, Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as the Roman Catholic Church in Overland Park, Kansas. Abundant Life Fellowship, Liberal, Kansas. And we have the Calvary Campus Church in Carbondale, Illinois. I want to welcome all of these churches all across America today that are praying with us here on BPN Radio. And if your church is not represented, you say, how do I know if my church is represented on the Breakout Prayer Network? Well, you can go to letspray.america.com, no apostrophes, just letspray.america.com, and go to the map, M-A-P, and you can look and see if your city and church is represented. Just to make sure, you can go to letspray.america.com. There's a sign up right on the home page, and you can put your information there. You can sign your church up here on BPN, the Breakout Prayer Network on BPN Radio. And you'll be one of the 1,000 churches. The Holy Spirit spoke to me about 1,000 points of light, 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and 1,000 prayer leaders, 1,000 people that would rise up, in this nation, in this land, and begin to start a prayer ministry somewhere. Or you may already have a prayer ministry going. If so, why don't you just go to bpnradio.com and there's a 1,000 prayer leaders box. You double click that and you fill out that little short application and submit that so that we can include you in 1,000, the 1,000 prayer leaders of bpnradio.com. And so we're believing for 1,000 prayer leaders, and we do, of course, have a number of prayer groups all across this nation that have already signed up, signed in, and you may have a prayer group going, but you've not signed in yet, and you need to do that by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and signing in, putting in the in your application there. And so, wow, amazing the prayer groups and the churches that we already have praying with us, and we're very, very thankful. And we're going to go over some of those churches in just a moment. We're playing some acapella music today, or near acapella music, on this Sunday on BPN Radio. And here's a group that's going to sing acapella. And I'm going to sing a couple of my favorite songs. And then we're going to be talking on the phone to Gerald Davis, been in the ministry 59 or 60 years. He and his friend Thelma have been years friends of ours for a long time. Going to talk about how to be blessed financially. And all of us need to know that. And so before that happens, we're going to play a couple of songs by the Martins. And we're just singing a cappella today.
Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Can we find a friend so faithful?
It's a delight to have on with me today here on BPN Radio a man that has been my friend for the past 25 years, Gerald Davis. And Gerald is the author of several books. He spent 20 years as a pastor of churches in the earlier years of his ministry. And for the rest of his 59 years of ministry, he's been a guest speaker in churches across America, traveling over 40 countries, doing missionary work activities. He earned his Doctor of Divinity degree from Gulf Coast Seminary in Panama City, Florida. And he now lives in Conroe, Texas, with his wife, Thelma. They were married 60 years on June the 1st of this year. Quite an accomplishment. Gerald, it's a delight to have a true pioneer here on the broadcast with us today. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Dale.
And you've been a very faithful man. You've certainly been a tremendous influence in my life. You've been a man of faith, a man of prayer. I'll never forget when Gene was diagnosed with cancer in 2004, 10 years ago. How you stood in faith with us and give us daily encouragement almost and prayed prayers of faith. And I know that you've accomplished a lot in your ministry, and I certainly honor and respect you and your wife, Thelma, and thank you for your friendship. And you have blazed a trail for many, many to follow. And there's a lot of different subjects that we could talk about, and I'm looking forward even to have you on again. But today, I'd like for you to talk about indebtedness, getting out of debt, how people can prosper, how God desires for us to prosper, because I know that you've written a lot of materials, recorded a lot of videos and CDs. And so for the next 20 minutes, I'd like for you to talk to us about how to come out of debt, how to prosper. There's a lot of people just feel like they can never get their head above water. But I know that you have learned some principles that have worked in your life and have worked in many other people's lives. So why don't you just talk to us a little bit today?
I will. I was below the bottom, Brother Dale. And when I say below the bottom, I'm talking about in the courts. In 1975, and I had lost a business that I had, and everything was gone. And I had been a good boy, so to speak. I was born and raised in a minister's home, both mother and daddy, preachers and pastors. And I had lived a good life. God had given me a good wife, had two sons. And I hadn't defaulted in my marriage. I had paid tithes from the time I was a child at home, taught to. And yet I went under financially, and it put me in a prayer mode of seeking and asking God why. I just could not understand. And everybody, all the ministers that I knew were always struggling with money. And, you know, if I had the money, here's what I would do, was the typical conversation. And for 2 years, I sought the Lord to talk to me. And one day, while I was in my office on a Saturday evening, I just leaned back in my chair, and I just said, God, you know, I'm preparing a message here to preach to the people tomorrow, and I'm going to talk about what we're going to have when we die. And I said, it seems like I don't have any answers to help people now before they die. What is it that I'm missing? Why did I go under financially, you know, just 2 years before this? Why? I don't understand. I said, Father, you know, you told me to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and I'd do it if I had the money. They won't give me those airplane tickets. They won't give me those hotel rooms. I have to have money to do it. And I'm just not into begging. I can't beg God's people. I said, I know you've got ways and answers to our issues and our lack that I just apparently have never heard preached or taught. And I just don't understand. I said, you know, God, if I had the money, I would go. And I remember I didn't mean to be short with God, but I remember I said, you know, God, what is your problem? I'd go if I had the money, and you love them more than I do. And I heard the Lord speak to me just downside in my spirit, how that voice can just float up into your conscience. And the Lord said to me, I saved your soul. Did you do anything to get saved? I hesitated for a while. I said, well, sure I did. What did you do? I said, well, I confess with my mouth, believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead, and you saved me. And I heard this in my spirit. He said, good. You did what I told you to do, then I did what I told you I would do. Then he asked me another question. I've healed you numbers of times in your life. Did you do anything to get healed? And I thought, well, sure. What did you do? Well, I did several things, and sometimes I just resisted the devil, like you said, and you were, and he'd flee from me. And other times I called for the elders of the church, and they'd lay hands on me, pray for me, anoint me with oil. And you hear me? And I heard again down in my spirit, good. You did what you you did what I told you to do. Then I did what I said I would do. Then I heard this. Why are you praying for money? That's not what I told you to do to get it. If you did what I told you to do, you'd have it. Well, at that point, my mind immediately went to the tithing. And I said, Lord, I've tithed all of my life. I don't understand what that means. And then I saw it. The Lord said, yes, all of your life, you have avoided being a God robber. You just weren't stealing from me. What have you done with your money? And then I saw it. He just showed it to me like this. If a farmer owns land and he wants to crop, if it's a lot of land, he has the seed and he hires someone to go sow his seed. When the harvest comes in, who's going to get that harvest? The one who sowed the seed on his behalf, or the farmer who owned the seed and owned the property? And clearly, it just was so clear to me. God, the owner of the seed and the land, the farmer, owns the harvest because that was his money. He pays wages to those who do his service and sow his seed on his behalf. That's the tithe. And then I saw it. If a person who is hired by the farmer wants his own crop, if he wants his own harvest, he must take out of his money, his seed, and sow it in a field, and then he has the right to the harvest. Whoever owns the seed and the field has the right to the harvest. And then I saw the difference between tithing and giving. At that point, I knew he was telling me that I was not a giver. And I had always tithed, but I was very careful about any giving because it seemed like I was in a bind anyway. How could I give more? So I felt like I was doing pretty good with my tithe.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the giving portion just rose up in front of me, and then Luke 6:38, given it shall be given, and the Lord said, you did well by not stealing my money. What are you going to do with your money? That's where the harvest is. Well, that changed my life, completely changed my life. And I started, oh God, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, because you know you don't know, you're open to learn. And I'm going to teach you if you listen to me. And Brother Dale, from that point on, he started showing me things in the scriptures. There were things that were received by some of the people that I preached and taught it to, some who did not receive it. And there were levels. Some would say receive, you know, more than others would, but seemed like there were limitations, you know, on every level of how far a person was willing to go. And I say that based on the fact that I began to teach a debt-free living lifestyle, you know, how to be free from the borrowing, using other people's money instead of our own money. And when God began to show me those things, those principles, it just began to open up a whole new world. And inside of 1 year, I made my first trip overseas, stayed 30 days, got back home, and never had to borrow a dime. It was completely paid for. So that's the beginning of how these teachings
And what year was it you had that revelation?
That would have been in 70. That would have been in 77.
Wow. And so how long did it take for you to get out of debt?
Well, by 1987, 10 years following the opening up of those principles and the words the Lord taught me, I was completely out of debt 10 years later, except for my home. And I had about, seven or eight years left on my home. And so I haven't had to borrow money now at the time of this radio broadcast. I haven't had to borrow money since 1987.
Wow, that's
but
a long time.
I didn't get my home paid off until 99, and that happened supernaturally based on the giving principles.
Well, give the people here listening to BPN Radio today, give them a few principles on getting out of debt. I know that I do know that the key is sowing the seed above the tithe. But a lot of people say, "Well, I just have enough money to pay my bills and get by. I don't have any extra seed." What can you say to them?
You know, Brother Dale, I found out that just being a giver and a tither was not the end of it. It's not something that is automatic. Our faith must constantly be there in order for these principles to operate and function in our life. Obedience is the end result of true faith, you know. And when we obey God, we're showing Him that we believe Him. And I have taught this after I learned it in my own life, that people can get out of debt and off of the borrowing lifestyle in the same way they got saved. We didn't get saved because we did everything right. We got saved by grace, and we can get out of debt using our faith and believing God for the miracles on the same principle, by grace. You know, God said in Deuteronomy 15 to His people, "I want you to have a law of release, or you release everybody among you that's in debt every 7 years." And He said, "I want this law to be intact until the time that there be no poor among you." That clearly tells us what God's dream is. He wants His people free from bondage and out from under the lifestyle of debt. You know, when we're borrowers, well, you know, We're not the lenders, we're the borrowers. I suppose some people can mix it up some, but it's not God's will. It's not a sin to borrow, but it's not His will that His people should have to. He wants His people to rise up and become the lenders and be the head instead of the tail. And so I've learned five levels of godly, scriptural prosperity. If you want me to, I'll name them for you.
Yeah, you go ahead, Darrell.
All right. The five levels of godly scriptural prosperity, based on everything I have learned from the time God began to speak to me in 1977. Level number one, get a job. God never promised anybody an abundance who wouldn't work. You know, we have welfare programs. Thank God for helping the poor and those needy and those who can't work. But a person can work if they want to, doing something. Even paraplegics find some way to produce and do things if they want to. It's just a matter of desire. We have to recognize the principle. You know, Paul was awful severe in his statement when he said, "If a man doesn't work, neither shall he eat." But at the same time, God is a God of mercy and kindness and goodness, and we do help the poor. But we can't. But those who are on a welfare system of some kind, you know, it may be that their basic needs would be met, but they don't have anything extra to help others. And God wants us to be in position so that we can lend and not borrow. Then the second level, Brother Dale, is to learn to invest. When you have a job and you have money coming in, learn to invest without taking a loss. Well, nearly anything that you invest in that man has control of stands a chance of taking a loss. But the one investment that will not take a loss is when I give it on the horizontal in the name of Jesus and release it as a gift unto God. Give as unto, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. And when I do that, I am lending money, literally, scripturally, it says so. I am lending money to God when I give to the poor or to anybody that needs help.
Yeah.
So God views it as a loan when I give,
right.
And I will repay, says the Lord. Level number three, get out of debt, because debt has so much disadvantage to it. You pay far more than we realize in interest when we are in debt. And not only that, you're under control instead of being in control. The borrower is servant to the lender.
Yeah.
And I believe the difference between being the head or the tail as a Christian is basically whether or not we are under the control of men or strictly free to operate and listen to the Holy Ghost and follow God.
Yeah.
I like it when the credit bureau no longer controls what I can or can't do. I want God to be in control. I want Him to speak to me, and if He tells me to do something, I want to be obedient and do it.
Yeah.
The Lord spoke to me on one occasion, came to me in the night and asked me if I would send $5,000 to a certain church. And the Lord just spoke to him, and he said they're raising money, they don't want to borrow. And I had preached down there many times, and I said, yes, I will. I didn't, you know, I had the money, but I was trying to get money together for an airplane. And so I was trying to save money and didn't want to borrow. And when the Lord said that to me, I said, well, yes, I will. He didn't tell me to do it. He just asked me if I would.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got up, I went and made out that check, and I sent it to that church. And a short time later, a man called me on the phone and said, Brother Gerald, I understand that you're trying to buy an airplane. And I said, yes, sir. And he said, well, you prayed for me and for my wife when she was pregnant and prayed over a healthy baby. And he said, we have a fine baby boy. And he said, I just could never forget that you said you wanted to buy your own airplane. He said, could I meet you somewhere? I want to give you a check and help you. And so I met with him at a restaurant, and he handed me a check for $30,000. And on
that's
my
amazing.
Way home, after I left him, my Thelma was with me, and I said, darling, why? Why do you think that man gave us that kind of check? I said, I've never had anybody give us that kind of money. No church, no individual, no business, nobody has ever handed us that much money.
Yeah.
And she kind of shrugged her shoulders, and suddenly I heard that little voice from down inside said, you never had given away $5,000 before either.
Yeah.
So he raised me to another level, because I never had given away that much money at one time.
Yeah.
The fourth level is develop your own storehouse. Have your own money in reserve. After you get out of debt and get free from that kind of bondage, then develop your own storehouse. And you remember in different places God said, I will bless you in your storehouses.
Right.
And so it's not just talking about the storehouse of the church or the ministry. God wants us to have our own reserves. He wants us to have our own money.
Yeah.
And so He has blessed us in various ways. I don't have any other source of income other than those that God just puts together and hands me money from different directions, you know, in people's lives.
Yeah.
So today, I bought that airplane, paid cash, and bought, you know, a couple of cars, three cars, in fact, and paid cash for them. And I've bought another home when I moved from where I was 5 years ago, nearly 5 years, and bought another home and paid cash for that. How? Well, I can't tell people how on an individual basis, except
right.
that God Almighty, by His grace, has provided, because that's where I set my faith, and I tried to obey Him when He said give.
Right. Well, that's fantastic. Gerald, is there one more principle there? Was that all five?
Well, You know, being a liberal soul is something that I guess not too many of us ever really come into. God said the liberal soul shall be made fat.
Yeah.
If I can always think in terms of doing unto others like I want them to do to me, mm-hmm. and do it first.
Yeah.
Then trust God to see to it that all my needs are met and supplied.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that God literally views me having my own money in reserve as a need.
Mm-hmm.
He views that as a need, not
yeah.
just a surplus,
yeah.
but it's a need. And I can't function in a no-borrowing lifestyle as long as I have to lean on other people or the banks for my money.
Right. Well, I believe these principles are very true. And I know that Gene and I, you know, we have put these principles in motion. I know they work, and I know they have worked for you. And I know there are people that are listening today that have a tremendous desire to be out of debt. And I believe that you've given some principles. I know that you could teach for many hours, but you've given some principles that will help people. And I believe that that a desire needs to be expressed for 2015 for people to come out of debt. And so I want you to pray for those that are listening, because I believe that there's a lot of people that are going to say, I believe that 2015 is the year that I'm going to come out of debt, that I am going to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. So I know that you have helped so many individuals and so many churches come out of debt so that they can prosper. I know that a lot of people want to prosper, but I believe the first step is just getting out of debt. And so I want you to pray for the people today, Gerald. And it's a tremendous privilege to have you on today. So would you say a prayer for the listeners today, the people that says, I want to come out of debt. I want to begin to prosper, but I believe that God's going to help me get out of debt, and I'm going to follow these principles. So say a prayer for us.
I will do it. There are 13 churches, Brother Dale, that I know of, and it's gone on from there to a lot more that I have heard about, but that I know of who got out of debt because they established a plan in their church of getting the church out of debt, and the people joined in and did it, and they got out of debt in the process. Lots of letters. Had lots of pastors that just have talked to me and sent word to me. So let's do that. Let's agree in prayer. Father, it is with great joy that we know in our hearts that when we pray, you do hear us and you do help us. Father, I just encourage any listener, if you're by radio, however you're receiving this, any kind of receiver, just lay your hands on that as though we were connecting physically with our hands, and believe with me now. Father, I pray that these persons who are reaching out to you, Father, there are so many desperate people out there, so many desperate, not just unbelievers, but your children that love you and believe in you and trust you, but were destroyed, were limited for lack of knowledge. I pray for them. I pray the Holy Ghost now will witness in their hearts that you're hearing this prayer. And as they make their determination and decision to trust you and to follow the principles, Father, that are established in your word, and do those things, that we receive deliverance from bondage and from debt supernaturally, like we receive deliverance, Father, for our souls by grace through faith. Let it be so now. Many stories, Father, of how you provided supernaturally to get your people out of debt, both in the scriptures and also in my own life. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you now for doing even more than we know to ask. And may every heart be encouraged today to know that God has ears to hear, has a long arm to reach, and his hand is resting with palms down to bless you, to bless you and to help you as you lift your palms up. Thank you for hearing my prayer, and thank you, Father, for this opportunity to share it with Brother Dale Gentry today.
Well, thank you very much, Gerald Davis. What a blessing you've been to my life these years that I've known you, these past 25 years, and a faithful man, 59 years in the ministry and 60 years in marriage. That's a pretty good track record. And we need men like you that have set the pace for us. And tell the people how they can get your materials, because I know that you have sermons and materials. And how can people contact you? How can they make a connection with you, Gerald?
Well, I have a website. It's GeraldDavis.org, or they can connect with me through email. It's GDavis@GeraldDavis.org, or you can write to our mailing address, 9955 Tulip Street, Conroe, 77385, Texas. And we'll be most happy to respond to you. I'll write a letter to you if you need me to. If you want to tell me your situation, we'll join with Brother Dale and his team, and we'll be prayer partners with you. God will bring you out. Amen.
I believe that, Gerald. And thank you for sharing that with us. And God bless you and Thelma. And may you continue to be the tremendous blessing that you have been. It's been great to have you on today. And I know that a lot of people, these are going to be prime words that they're going to be able to use in 2015 to come out of debt. Thank you very much, Gerald Davis.
Amen.
God bless you. Well, it's good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio and this Sunday morning. And trust that you enjoyed the interview with Gerald Davis, longtime friend of mine, pioneer. And I'm so thankful for pioneers, men that have gone down the road and have pointed the way to successful Christian living. I'm thankful for these that are starting, the 11th hour workers, these that have been down the road a little ways. But I'm so thankful that for these men that have gone down the road, men like Gerald Davis. Thank you so very, very much, Gerald Davis, for being on the broadcast today. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And I just want to remind you that if you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And you can put in your prayer request. That prayer request will be submitted to Cheryl Ortiz, our National Prayer Coordinator. And she will pass it along to our National Prayer Team. And we're thankful for this group of people that prays for these requests that are sent to them. Good to have you listening. If you want to donate to this broadcast, if you want to donate to Breakout Prayer Network, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can click on the button at the bottom, and the button at the bottom is the donate button, and you can donate to PayPal, credit your credit card, your debit card, or send a check to Breakout Prayer Network. Your gifts are tax deductible. Father, we are so thankful today that we know you as our Savior and Lord. And I pray today for every church service across America. I pray for every pastor in the name of Jesus. I pray for every pastor in the name of the Lord that's preaching the word today. I pray that souls will be saved. People will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I pray, Lord, that people will be healed today and baptized in the Spirit. I pray for signs and wonders and miracles happening in church services all across America today. I pray that hungry hearts and hungry souls will be filled. And I pray that people that go to church today will not leave the way they came. There will be a life-changing atmosphere
anointing that will engulf the people of God who are seeking after you, calling on your name, in Jesus' name, praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Oh God, we need you. Would you help me pray right now? Father, we need you. We need an outbreak of your Holy Ghost power. We need to see people delivered and set free from their drug addiction, from their intoxication. We need to see people set free from unforgiveness and all sorts of strongholds in their lives. We need, oh God, to see people get restarted and relaunched in what you have called them to do, what you have prepared for them to do. People to come out of their slumber and sleep. People to come out of their sorrow and their heartaches and misunderstandings and hurts and wounds. That people will live again. They will not just exist. They will not just survive, but they will live, and they will live life to its fullest. We pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would raise up the church in America. I pray in Jesus' name that in these hours when there is a war on Christianity, that you would come, Holy Ghost, and fill the church. I pray that you would save people all across America in Jesus' name, that millions of people, Lord, would turn to you. I pray that churches across America would be soul-winning churches. I thank you, Lord, for my home church and Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. It's won over 82,000 people to Jesus, just going door to door since September of 2012. I pray that churches will have a heart for the lost, will have a passion for the lost. They will not only minister to the unsaved, but they will feed the poor. They will reach out to those in prison. We pray for the 3 million prisoners that are incarcerated in America, that churches will go and have a prison ministry and will send people from their congregation on a weekly basis to minister in jailhouses, in prisons, in all sorts of different types of confinement. In Jesus' name, we pray for those in the hospital today. We pray, Lord, that churches will have hospital ministries where they will go in and they will lay hands on the sick, anointing them with oil, and that they will pray for the sick in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray for every pastor today that's preaching the gospel. I pray that you'll supply their needs. I pray in Jesus' name that you will bless their families in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would strengthen them. Lord, we know that shepherds all across America carry a heavy load. I pray for them in Jesus' name, that they, as they serve America, in their local church, in their local city. And I know that many pastors, if particularly that minister in small towns, they not only pastor their church, many of them pastor their entire town. I pray that you bless them and give them favor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Why don't you just take time to pray for your pastor and your church on this Sunday, this Lord's Day. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. We pray for this nation. We pray for this land, oh God, this land that we love. Lord, I'm asking that you give us 1,000 prayer leaders, 1,000 prayer leaders. And if you already have a prayer group going, just join our prayer network. There's no fees to join. And all we ask you to do is just fill out a little application, letting us know the name of your group and where it's at, and And we just ask that you pray, at least have a weekly prayer meeting. Can you imagine the power of 1,000 prayer groups led by 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities? And all you have to do is just fill out that little application on bpnradio.com and go down there to the square, and you can fill that out. And I believe the power of 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and 1,000 prayer groups will make a major difference in this nation. And I just want to recognize a few of these prayer leaders. Dr. Tom Luther's leading a prayer, a group in Columbia, Missouri, at Family Worship Center. Dr. Henry Malone's leading a prayer group, Vision Life Ministries, at Louisville, Texas. Eugene Bullard, Generation Pray prayer group, Archer City, Texas. Beth Pitcock's leading a prayer group on Facebook, Waller, Texas. Dave Rogers at Church of the Hills, leading a prayer group at Church of the Hills in Ingram, Texas. Jack Mooring is leading a prayer group at New River Fellowship, Franklin, Tennessee. Betsy Stanton, leading a prayer group at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. Cody Anderson, leading a prayer group at Faith Center Fellowship in Meno, Oklahoma. Deborah Farley, leading a prayer group at Accelerate Church in Amarillo, Texas. Billy Burns has a private prayer group in North Richland Hills, Texas. Gary Patterson at Great Grace Revival Ministry in Blairsville, Georgia, leading a prayer group. Art Evans is leading a prayer group at Christian Worship Center in San Diego, California. Rick Rapp is leading a prayer group at Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico. Judy Dobson leading a prayer group at Temple Baptist Church in Bern, North Carolina. And Tracy Johnson is leading a prayer group at Saskatoon Christian Center, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. And there's others. You can join us by going to breakout bpnradio.com and filling out the 1,000 Breakout Prayer Network Centers, BPN Prayer Centers. And you can join the group as we pray. Been great to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Sunday morning. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name, particularly those of you that are confined to a nursing home or a hospital or someplace where you cannot go to church. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. I call it the forgotten generation. Sometimes we forget the people that may be confined with some type of ongoing disability. And so I pray right now in Jesus' name. I pray for my pastor's daughter, Janet Nichols, who's been in a semi-coma for a number of years. We cannot forget Janet. Would you pray right now with me for Janet Nichols, who's been in a semi-coma for about 15 years? And so we pray for Janet, lovely young lady. We love Janet very much, and we just pray for her healing. And we pray for other people that have some sort of disability or confinement that they cannot attend church on this Sunday morning. We pray for them in Jesus' name. And we pray for you, the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. We pray the will of God be done in Jesus' name. And it's been a joy to have you listening on BPN Radio. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. You have a great day on this Sunday, this Lord's Day. And we'll be back at the same time tomorrow, or actually anytime. God bless you for listening. And we speak blessings upon your life. The will, plan, and purpose of God be done in you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time day or night to pray with Dale Gentry.